Craig, have you ever heard the phrase, I'm feeding an army, right?
Oh, yeah, right? Sure.
Well, someone that can really say that is joining us this morning, award-winning Army chef, Staff Sergeant Samantha Poe. Samantha, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
We are good this morning. Talk a little bit about, I guess, what your role is with feeding all these hungry countrymen.
Well, yes, I am currently a culinary specialist in the Army, have been for about 9 years, and I have the wonderful pleasure of feeding my fellow soldiers 3 meals a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, along with all the other culinary specialists within the Army. And it is a huge honor to be able to, you know, feed a unique group of individuals.
How do you keep the menu fresh, if I might have used that term?
Well, there is, you know, obviously in the Army, a lot of, you know, structure and stipulations with, you know, menu and menu planning. But we have developed lots of great menu cycles to reflect seasonal items along with theme items. And, of course, the Army loves its celebration meals around the holidays. So we're able to keep a nice variety.
How many people are you cooking for at any given time?
Well, it very much depends on where you're at and what the mission is, but it could be anywhere from, you know, 200 to 300 to 1,200 to 1,500 per meal. It just kind of all depends on the mission and what you're doing that day.
Can you tell us a little bit about this Go for Green program that the military is working on?
Yes. In the Army, we have the Army Go for Green program, and I love cooking, obviously, and cooking and eating nutritionally is so important. So the Army uses a quick reference guide for soldiers to help identify, you know, high-performance food with green, yellow, and red labeling all throughout the dining facilities with all menu items.
So this just gives them the healthy choice, I guess, as they'd call it.
Yes, it just allows for a soldier to be able to look at a label and, depending on what color it is, to be able to identify things that they need to be eating more of or the things that they need to be using less of. So all the green labels have as much as you want, yellow in moderation, and red in very much moderation.
Ah, red for stop. You can't eat as many of those as you'd like. Let's talk about some of your favorite dishes or things you could share with us. If we usually have a chef on, we like to get a little insight of what we can do at home.
Yes. So if you search Go for Green recipes, you can find a lot of all these recipes online that the Army uses. So some of the things that I love to do, I love to bake. So there are a couple great desserts that are on there as well, power cookies and brownie thins, as well as one of my favorite entrees, a favorite kind of game day fall recipe is the jambalaya.
Wow, you must have a lot of pots going at the same time to get a lot of that put together.
Yes, but in the Army, we are great at multitasking, so we make it happen every day.
When did you know that there was a culinary career in the Army, or how did you get to where you were right now through the Army? Can you tell us?
So I went to culinary school and worked as a chef for several years prior to joining the Army. Just through my culinary school and a couple of civilian competitions, I ran across some other culinary specialists and learned about some of the great opportunities that not everyone knows that are in the Army, not just in as far as culinary specialists, but just throughout the Army. The Army has over 150 job specialties, so there is something for everyone, not just what people typically think of when they think the Army or the military.
Talk a little bit about, I guess, where you're stationed and like, is there a kitchen that you use? Is it mobile? Tell me a little bit about that process for you.
So I actually just recently changed my duty station. I am now currently at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. I previously was stationed in the National Capital Region working a broadening assignment. But yes, without doubt, the Army has several models of mobile kitchens that we can take, you know, in the field, as well as one of the new Army programs is food trucks to be able to help take, you know, some of these high performance food and nutritional seasonal options to our soldiers, no matter where they are, whether they're in the field or back at their duty station. So we are very flexible to make sure that soldiers, you know, have nice, healthy options no matter where they are and what their mission is.
Tonight, I'll be making some Brussels sprouts. I see that's one of the items on your list. Any recommendations for me?
Yes. So one of my favorite, snacks or side dishes is just the perfect crispy Brussels sprouts. So just you want to blanch those for a few minutes in a nice boiling hot water, put some oil, your favorite seasoning on them, and throw them on the bottom rack of a high heat oven for about 20 to 25 minutes. And it is perfect crispy on the outside, juicy on the inside. Can't go wrong.
Sounds good. Brussels sprouts it is for a Thursday, Craig. That's the way to go. Uh-huh. If we want to find out more, Staff Sergeant Poe, how do we go about getting information, maybe some recipes as well?
So for the recipes, just do a search for Go for Green Recipes. And then for more information on being a culinary specialist or any of the over 150 jobs, GoArmy.com will give you all the information that you need for quick reference for being a culinary specialist or any job within the Army.